Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I am your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, April the 16th. As we are coming off a heck of a weekend of Phillies baseball, the Phillies sweep the Rays, now sitting at 9-5 on the season after winning six straight baseball games. They have the second best record in the NL East. And after that first week of the season that was about as rough as they get, Gabe Kapler getting booed at the home opener, all that stuff, it all seems like ancient history, at least hopefully it should at this point, as this baseball team is playing really good baseball at the moment. Friday, a gutty 2-1 win, ninth inning run score. We'll go through all of them. Saturday, Jake Arrieta pitch out duels Chris Archer, and Archer didn't unpitch well at all. And then yesterday, another easy 10-4 win, 9-4 on Saturday, 10-4 yesterday as the offense gets going. Granted, and here's the thing, look, this Phillies team is 9-5, and I've heard a lot of people saying, well, they're not beating anybody. They just beat the Reds and the Marlins and the Rays. Sure, that's true. The teams they're playing are not the best teams in baseball, but you know what? You can only beat who they put in front of you. And this baseball team is not only winning, but they're building confidence. They're showing that they can win tough games. They're 4-0 in one-run games this season. That's important. That's a toughness, a fortitude. Sure, there's a lot of luck involved in that as well, but that's important for a young team without a lot of, you know, veteran presence, guys who have been through this type of stuff. I think just the ability to go through what they went through and to have their manager being, you know, basically dragged through the media and then on opening day booed at home to fight back and to look, pull off six in a row. They've won after the 1-4 start, now sitting at 9-5, so 8-1 after that 1-4 start, just playing absolutely terrific baseball. Again, let's look back at the weekend and go through some of the general thoughts. Again, biggest thought being that this team really showing some chutzpah and showing some toughness after that start to the season. Friday, a 2-1 game, a 2-1 win. This was the only game in the series that was remotely close, really, at any point. Really, this was a tough one. They're down 1-0 early, grinding away, can't get anything going. Suddenly comes the sixth inning, and Carlos Santana is able to single in J.B. Crawford to tie the game at 1-1. And then later, it is a tight game, 1-1, and then in the ninth, Alex Colom, Tampa's closer, comes in, and the Phillies are able to grind out a run out. Jorge Alfaro with a game-winning single, essentially bringing home who else but Mr. Clutch Scott Kingery. We'll get into that a bit more. In the top of the ninth to make it 2-1, and then Hector Neris able to shut it down, and Dubre Ramos gets the victory in that one. Vinny Velasquez actually pitched really well, goes 6.2 innings, only one earned run allowed, seven strikeouts, only one walk. That's what you want to see from Velasquez. The higher strikeout total, the lower walk total, the less nibbling, the more trusting of the stuff. Look, again, I need to see more from Velasquez. That is a spot where I'm not going to get too carried away against not the stiffest of competition, but it still matters. And if Velasquez can gain confidence in his stuff, just like I talked about with Nick Pivetta last week, if he can get confidence in his stuff and learn to trust it, then, you know, maybe we could have more Velasquez good outings in the future, and he won't be nibbling, and the approach will be better. Again, 6 2/3, one earned run, seven strikeouts, only one walk, four hits allowed. Doesn't get the W, but still certainly worthy of it, pitching well. And the Phillies come out of it 2-1 in the one tight game against the Rays. After that, it was all Phillies all weekend as the Phillies jump all over Chris Archer on Saturday, winning the game 9-4. Jake Arrieta struggles a little bit early, but able to settle down and ends up with a really nice outing, 6.2/3 innings as well, just like Velasquez. Three runs, only two of them earned, though, and only, if you want to complain about Ariel, only one strikeout, one walk, seven hits, so not necessarily dominant, but certainly good enough to get the job done. A lot of ground ball outs, which is what you want to see from Arrieta, and again, the Phillies just jumped all over Jake Arrieta, putting up a six spot in the second inning. Seven total runs off Archer. Scott Kingery had two separate RBI doubles, as all he does is hit doubles, it appears like. Kingery has seven doubles already on the season after another yesterday, which we'll get into. But Kingery just really, really playing impressively. We'll get into that as well in just a little bit. In addition to Kingery on Saturday, Odubel with three hits, Nick Williams with a pair of hits. And how about that JP Crawford? Doesn't look like he is done, or we should be quite as worried as it seemed like people have been right after the homer last week, and then goes a yard, a 383-foot bomb, his second of the season, second of his career, also another hit in the game, as Crawford certainly looking more comfortable at the plate. Really one of those things where it almost seemed like overnight he found his stroke. He had that big RBI hit to put the Phillies up 2-1 in the game. They would eventually win 6-1 on the Kingery Grand Slam. But after that, the homer and then another homer on Saturday, really starting to swing a much better bat. And I mentioned it last week when he was struggling, but he did, first and foremost, he's incredibly young for his age in the majors to begin with, but also we saw him struggle last year, and he was able to bounce out of those struggles and have a 12-homer month and really, you know, kind of turn those struggles into real positive stuff. So I'm happy to see Crawford doing that as well here, and certainly looking like he's getting back on track, and at least, if nothing else, not the hole in the lineup it appeared he was before. He would get the day off on Sunday. The Phillies didn't need it, a 10-4 win on Sunday. Yaxel Rios gets his second win of the season. Didn't pitch great, actually. Had some struggles, but able to get the win based on timing more than anything. As Ben Lively did not pitch great. Four innings, three in runs, five strikeouts. Wasn't awful, but just really couldn't seem to get much going. And again, was forced to leave the game after only four innings pitched, but it didn't matter too much. The bullpen able to hold it down, as they did all weekend long. Really just an outstanding weekend from the bullpen from Friday night through Sunday, as they have continued to play terrific baseball ever since that first week in Atlanta. And again, it didn't really matter because the bullpen held down and then the offense took over early on. The Phillies get an early lead as they are down 2-1, and Scott Kingery, with the bases loaded, hits a bases clearing double. And actually, it was kind of a lucky break in there, as well as the Kingery popped out behind the plate, and it really looked like it was going to be a pop out to the catcher. And one of those weird wires in Tropicana Field, obviously not the prettiest or best field, but it played to the Phillies' advantage here as the ball bounced off a wire and kind of veered away from Sucre. And he was unable to catch it, and as a result, Kingery got a second chance, as it was an 0-2 count, and Kingery just roped a double over the center fielder's head to clear the bases, and the Phillies never looked back. Rhys Hoskins was on base three times. Michael Franco added a couple RBIs. And how about that Aaron Altair? He had been struggling mightily heading into it, and he bashes a monster home run just an inning after he makes a potentially game-saving catch at the time. It was a much closer game at the time, and Altair made a terrific diving catch, diving forward to make the play that saved the inning, ended an inning. Could have been a inside the park home run, the announcers noted, theoretically, if he had not caught it. And then would go on at a three-run bomb just a little bit later, as he had a nice breakout game for Altair. Struggle there is, again, the lineup really able to get it going against this Rays staff and the Rays bullpen game they threw yesterday. It was just terrific to see as this lineup, man, this lineup grinds. It is tough to get through. It was also fun to see the DH as, you know, all the lineup issues we've heard about all season long, all the struggles, this and that. Those went away with the DH, at least to a certain point, as the Phillies were able to expand the lineup a little bit. And look, again, just back to it, this lineup grinds. This is, if you are a pitching staff, you are not going to be excited about a 3 or 4 game series against this Phillies lineup, because they take pitches, they take walks, they just go up with a plan and an approach every time they go to the plate. And as a result, you know, they grind and they force pitchers to throw a lot of pitches, and they get into bullpens, and they make this, they make it hard on a staff. And it's really fun to watch for this team. And again, they're aggressive on the bases as well. Hoskins with another stolen base over the weekend. They don't make it easy for a pitcher in any way, shape, or form, both at the plate, both on the bases. And again, it's a lot of talent in the lineup. It's tough to get through. There's no easy outs, especially if a guy like J.P. Crawford can find that stroke. And again, it certainly looks like over the last week or so that he's found it. If a guy like J.P. Crawford can find that stroke, whoa, baby, because then this lineup really doesn't have any holes. There are no holes that you can point to in this lineup. And again, the way Scott Kingery is playing, which we'll get into just a bit, the metronome of consistency that is Rhys Hoskins, as we saw again yesterday, he loves the 1-for-2 with 2 walks, you know, stat line where he scores 2 runs and drives in a run. He's just such a consistent bat in that offense. And then Santana showing that consistency. And really, it's just Cesar is such a good hitter. It's a tough lineup. And it's exciting because if this pitching can continue where guys like Nick Pivetta obviously giving you something, and then potentially, you know, Vincent Velasquez, who knows? Again, I'm not close to there yet, but it's been very exciting to see. And the bullpen also is really clamped down when needed. And that's been without some of the expected to be better pieces there, which we'll get into in just a little bit as well. So really just a very impressive weekend of baseball, as again, the Phillies have now swept back-to-back series, sweep the Reds and then the Rays. It's a mouthful. 6 straight wins as they head into this week of baseball. Full week on tap is 3 in Atlanta against the meddlesome Braves, who've been playing good ball as well at 8-6, and then 4 at home against the, get this, 11-4 Pirates, as the Pirates have been playing great baseball. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, as the Phillies, a big week of baseball coming up. So we will get into that as well, as we also finish off our takeaways from what was a fun weekend of baseball for the Phillies. Again, as they sit at 9-5 on the season, it's just so exciting. They are 4 games in the loss column ahead of the Washington Nationals and only behind the New York Mets, who I don't know how they do it. You look at the roster, you look at the games, they're losing all of a sudden, and then they just find ways to win. They just win games at 12-2, so impressive stuff from the Mets. But feeling good about this Phillies team, big series against the Braves. We'll get into that. And a whole lot more coming up in just a minute. It's Phillies Today. It's James Seltzer. We're coming right back. We are back. It is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. Coming up in just a little bit, we will look ahead to this week of baseball, a full week, as we said, the Braves heading into Atlanta to face the Braves for 3 Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday through Sunday, a 4-game homestand with the 11-4 Pittsburgh Pirates. But first, just to round out this past weekend of baseball, a couple things forgot to mention. Jackie Robinson Day on Sunday yesterday. That was great to see. It's always fun to see all the players in 42. I liked it before, too, when they would pick a player or two as they would be honored as the one who would wear number 42. I thought that was really neat, too. But regardless, as long as they do something to honor the man who is so crucial and so important to baseball, and also such an amazing player and person and all that type of stuff, it is it is very, very worthwhile, and I'm happy that they take the time to do it. So while it might be confusing to watch the games a little bit sometimes and you're wondering which number 42 is which, it's still certainly a worthwhile exercise, because certainly worth honoring Jackie. A couple other notes from the weekend to mention. First and foremost, I wanted to just reiterate about this lineup and how great it is to watch and how they grind. And one of the reasons has been the play of your rookie of the year favorite in the National League, Mr. Scott Kingery. Kingery has just been absolutely terrific. Like I said before, 7 doubles already this season. That is absolutely insane. That's averaging a double every other game. I mean, that's on pace for 80-something doubles. Obviously, that's not going to happen. That would break records. Certainly, that would be incredibly impressive. But Kingery's just been awesome. And he, it seems like when the stakes are highest is when he performs at his highest. I know Gabe Kapler mentioned in an interview that he had a slow heartbeat, and that's something I've always talked about for years when people talk about Derek Jeter or guys like that who just always seem to come through in the biggest of moments when it matters the most. And I know that kind of the stat community, the analytics community, as it were, as I'm sure it's a bit of a buzzword right now, as we all know, but they're not huge believers in the clutch thing, and the guys, some guys are just have that gene or whatever you want to say, obviously. But it was interesting to hear Kapler talk about that with Kingery, because I totally believe that maybe that's what we forget to talk about enough with athletes and professional athletes, is that they're human beings too, and that maybe. Maybe some of these human beings just are much better at dealing with high pressure situations, as it would be with many human beings in different segments of jobs or life or whatever. And it just seems like Scott Kingery is one of those players who, whether it is because his heartbeat slows down, like I've suggested potentially for years, or something like that, where he just feels more comfortable in those types of situations and thus performs better. Regardless, it has been a joy to watch. He is nothing like a rookie so far through his first 14 games, you know, or the team's first 14 games, as he has just been so ready for any situation thrown at him. Finally got to play second base with Cesar DHing over the weekend. And that's just funny because that's the position he plays. And he's been all over the field. And again, just producing at such a high rate. Of course, the grand slam, now a bases clearing double yesterday, just a pure doubles machine at the moment. So it's been really exciting to watch the development so far of Kingery, and just to think about what the contract that they have him at and the future that this kid has here and what it could be. It's just he's one of the best assets in baseball potentially. And that is really exciting as well. And, of course, the professionalism that goes along with Rhys Hoskins there, the two of those guys. For years to come, Rhys is so much fun to watch, too, because even when he's struggling, he just finds ways to get on base. He finds ways to gut it out. He finds ways to grind. This lineup is like that. They have that identity of just fighting out at bats, fighting out for walks and approach at the plate and all that stuff. So it's been terrific. And look, hopefully the Kapler hate is cooling down a little bit, as I know that there's still a lot of animosity out there for some reason, because people are very upset from that first week of season and they don't like it. But I have been I've been really impressed with Kapler, and at least so far, the way after that first week, the way he has kind of, you know, fought back and quietly just continued to do what he does, and the analytics have borne out and worked well. Like that Altair catch we talked about, that was a catch that was able to happen because he was in the right place at the right time. You know, he was able to be there, and he had there's an article that came out this weekend. I think it was Matt Breen, one of those guys. I wish I could remember exactly, but about how, the outfielders have a piece of paper in their back pocket that tells them where to go for each hitter. I mean, that's awesome. That's great stuff. That's what you want to see. So I think Kapler's done a great job so far. And if you did hate him before, I think he certainly deserves the opportunity for you to give him a chance, as this team is playing really good baseball for him. And after the first week, you could easily seen him lose the locker room or something like that. But it didn't happen. Speaking of Kapler, as this was a tweet that the Good Fight put out on Saturday after Jake Arrieta's outing, and I thought this was just kind of funny when you think about how angry people have been about the Nola thing and pulling pitchers early and all that stuff. As the Good Fight tweeted out, after Jake Arrieta pitches 6.2 innings on Saturday, it's the fourth time a Philly starting pitcher has finished 6.2 or more innings this year, tied with Houston and Boston. Only Cleveland has more. Now, that changed, I believe, when Verlander threw more than 6.2 on Sunday. So I'm sure that Houston is one higher. But still, the point being that the Phillies are one of the higher teams in the league when it comes to average, having the most long starts from starters. So Point being with all this stuff that it was just, we just need to let this play out and let the situation resolve itself. And so far it is. A couple other tweets I thought were interesting before we look ahead to what's up ahead this weekend is also yesterday, I'd be remiss to mention 6 postponed games. It was absolutely crazy as there was snow all over and rain and this and that, but I couldn't believe it. I don't remember a day with that many postponements. And as long as I can remember watching baseball, 6 postponed games yesterday. Again, a couple other tweets that stood out to me. Corey Simon put this one out. How about this? This was obviously before the Phillies did not blow a 7-run lead. They gave up one run. It was 10-3 and then beat. Ended up being 10-4 on Sunday, but pointing out that assuming the Phillies bullpen doesn't blow the 7-run lead, the Phillies will be off to a 9-5 start, which we know bore out their best start since 2011. How about that? What's special about 2011? Oh yeah, it was the last time they made the playoffs. So that's exciting as well. And then Jim Salisbury also tweeting out yesterday, Phillies heading for Atlanta. Reliever Tommy Hunter staying in Clearwater, but he will throw complexion Tuesday and could be activated soon after. So that's good. Throw at the complex on Tuesday. And then Pat Neshek starts his tossing program tomorrow. Mark Leiter is throwing a pen tomorrow as well. So I mentioned that before. We've seen such good things out of guys like Victor Arano and Adubre Ramos and Luis Garcia and Adam Morgan and this pen as it's been comprised so far. And it has been without the guys who are supposed to be the top guys in the pen. So really exciting. The Phillies are going to have some real depth when it comes to the bullpen and relief pitching and, you know, some assets, as it were, there. So that's an exciting spot to be in from a roster construction standpoint as well. All right, looking ahead, big week of baseball for the Phillies is again heading to Atlanta to face an 8-6 Braves team that is only one game behind the Phillies, and of course had a 1-2-3 in the first game series of the season, even though the Braves Phillies the one they did win was an extra innings as well. So it's been a tough road so far against the Braves with Phillies this season. And of course, the famed rematch we will have tonight as Aaron Nola will take on Julio Teheran. As, of course, by the famed rematch, I am, of course, referring to the opening day game where Gabe Kapler took out Nola too early, and the rest is history. Hopefully tomorrow, and we've seen, obviously, Nola go longer. Nola's obviously has pitched longer in games since then, so feel good about not having a repeat. I think Nola has showed that he can handle this Braves lineup, so this should be an exciting thing to see here. I think Nola pitches well. On Tuesday, we have Nick Pivetta taking on Mike Foltynewicz. Foltynewicz, a lot of good stuff, hit or miss. And Pivetta, as we've seen, has the ability to maybe step up a level and add something special this year and become maybe a 3 or 4, whatever, for this team. He's been great so far. Interesting matchup against the Braves. Didn't look great against the Braves in his first start of the season. Then Vincent Velasquez, who we've talked about pitching much better, but we will see if the consistency can hold, taking on the aged or unaging or never aging, I guess, Brandon McCarthy on Wednesday before heading home Thursday for a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates currently sitting at 11-4 at the top of the NL Central. They've continued to play great baseball, coming off another win yesterday. Starling Marte 5-for-5 with a home run yesterday. That's a good baseball team. At least that's a good team right now. I didn't think they'd be good, but they're playing good. So we'll see if that carries over the rest of this week as they head here again on Thursday for a 4-game set, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But first, the Atlanta Braves, again, a 3-game set. Aaron Nola versus Julio Teheran, Nick Pivetta versus Foltynewicz, and then Vinny Velasquez against Brandon McCarthy. All 3 games, 7:35 starts. So night games for this team this week is as we will continue to monitor. And look, this Phillies team is 9-5. They are sitting right there ahead of the Nationals in second place in the NL, one of the 4 best teams in the National League overall by record. And again, it has not been the toughest schedule yet. But now you're facing some teams that are winning baseball games. So even though they were not teams that maybe people expected to be great, they're teams that have done well so far. So, it's going to be hard to claim that the Phillies aren't playing anybody at all, at least after that. So either way, again, all that matters is win who's in front of you, build that confidence, and show that you can win these types of games and keep on grinding. So exciting stuff. Happy to have a exciting team to watch, and we will continue to watch this week. Braves for 3, Pirates for 4, and we'll be here to talk about it all. So thank you for listening. I am James Seltzer. We will be back tomorrow with another edition of Phillies Today on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.